Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle, and I have a lovely guest, Ashlina, who I got the pleasure of working with and who's part of our community, and she's going to share her journey in this incredible work. Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I am a huge, huge supporter of this work and everything that you stand for, so it's an honor. Thank you.
Well, I feel the same. I'm a huge fan of yours and all the hard work you're doing. So thank you for being part of this with me. Can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. I am Ashlina Hansen. We just moved our family to a teeny tiny town in West Texas, and we have four kiddos. We have Ruby, our baby girl, who is just an absolute dream. I would not bore your audience with all the reasons why Ruby's so wonderful. And then we have Jag, who is 5, and he just has the biggest heart of anybody I've ever known. He's so considerate and thoughtful and kind. He's also hilarious. Definitely the comedic relief in our house. We have Dawson, who is 7, and he is just a protector, like naturally just such a protector. And he wants to always stand up for what he believes is right. And, he's just a very confident, brave kid. Then we have Devin, who is 15, and she is spunky and fun, loud. And she just has this way of making everybody around her feel very, very special. And I think that's a really cool gift to have. She's done that since she was little bitty, but she is the one who kind of led me to this work. So I'm sure we will get into more of those details.
I'm ready. So tell us kind of what brought you to seek coaching and what brought you to seek support. Where were you at?
We were in hell. That's where we were. Absolute hell. It was a very, very dark time in our life. And I should probably start by saying Devin is adopted and she kind of had a rough start to life. She was exposed to drugs in utero and also like the first 6 months of her life whenever her biological mom was still in the picture.
Yeah.
So as we know, that really plays a huge role in the development of a person's brain. So long story, a little shorter. Whenever Devin was about 7 years old, we really noticed a drastic change in her personality and her behaviors. And to be completely honest, my husband and I, we were just ill-equipped. We're immature. We were in our 20s. We had never been parents before. And so we were just kind of parenting in the conventional ways that we were parented.
Right.
And spoiler alert, that didn't work.
Yeah. So, welcome to the club.
We were just kind of making a hard situation worse and we had no self-awareness. So there was a lot of blaming and shaming and punishments and rewards and consequences, all the things, so much yelling in our home. It was awful. It was really just such a terrible time. And I basically operated from a state of fight or flight for like 5 years straight. And looking back on it, I don't know how I survived. I really don't. And it wasn't until like my stress level, I mean, it was just so high for so long that it really started manifesting as physical symptoms. And I was just having panic attacks daily and nosebleeds and just these random like sores on my body and in my scalp. And I just had like a number of stomach issues. Like the list just goes on.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of this stress that I was unknowingly bringing on my own self was essentially killing me. And that was kind of the turning point for me. You know,
that's a lot.
It was.
Yeah, that's a lot. So what did you begin doing?
Well, I finally asked for help. Yeah. Which I was very scared to do. And, you know, all that time we didn't even share anything like with our family, like nobody knew what was going on for us. And that made it exponentially harder, you know? So finally, when we asked for help, I just felt like an elephant was like lifted off of my chest, you know? Like I could finally breathe. And yeah, so it started with just like going to counselors and stuff like that. But this kind of work is really what makes the difference, you know?
Why do you say that?
Well, because everything feels different now. And I know that that might sound over-exaggerated, but it's true. Every single thing feels different. I feel like I've lived two separate lives as a mom.
Yep.
You know? Yep. And I was just telling somebody the other day, like my family feels like my sanctuary. Like we have created such a safe place for one another now. And we have like space to make mistakes and to, you know, have big emotions and just be human.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can just, now we meet each other with more empathy and compassion and grace, you know?
Yes.
And it's a complete 180.
Yeah. And what do you see different in your relationship with Devin now?
Oh my gosh, everything. She and I are able to laugh together, you know? It's so much more playful and she's able to open up to me and know that there's not going to be judgment. And I can't even explain how grateful I am for this work and the difference that it's made in our home.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so amazing. You've done such good work and you've really taken it seriously. Like you've really worked hard on it.
I have. I really have. There's really nothing more important to me.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I totally agree. Because what else do we have at the end of the day besides our family and our kids? Really nothing.
Right.
No. Nothing. So tell me now, what parts of the programs did you find helpful?
I think taking the consequences out of things, because that was like really challenging for me. I was brought up that way, you know?
Yeah.
And so taking that out has made a huge difference. And just trying to rely on like natural consequences and for that's how they're going to learn. And, you know, they get enough of that from everyone else. So they don't need it from me.
Yeah. And I noticed from our work, you and I, and I hope you don't mind if I mention it, but like working on your own mindset too has been a good way to change your behavior and change the way you see yourself and see parenting and all of that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's been the biggest part of it. I think you can't have one without the other. Like I can't be a better parent if I'm not working on my own self. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is definitely like my priority. And I hope that I am forever growing and evolving. I'm never going to have it all figured out. So
no. And I think you, like me, we both struggle with perfectionism and that can be a really hard place to be in parenting, to try to be a perfectionist. It'll take you down.
Yeah. It's definitely setting you up for failure if you're striving for perfection.
Yeah.
I have a lot of that, that I've worked through and I see it in my 7-year-old Dawson. So it's easier for me to have compassion for him in those moments. And I'm still learning, you know, I'm still learning how to not be a perfectionist. So we're kind of doing it together.
Yep. And you attended the group quite a bit. What are your thoughts on the group, the group coaching?
The group is, I think, what makes this what it is, you know, just to have other people to lean on and to share things with and to feel like you're not alone. I mean, because this can be a very lonely place to be whenever parenting feels like a struggle. And it feels like nobody else can relate. But
I think the same. I think if you don't have a village of people that are doing it the same, like you'll falter. You can't stay on track because society's telling you all of the wrong things. And so it'll just suck you back in. Yeah, with a group, you at least get to be with people who are doing it differently. And it's so refreshing to see those folks.
Right. Yeah. And encouraging, you know, because like you were saying, it can be easy to be sucked back into those other ways of parenting. And whenever you have like a team of people kind of rooting you on, it's easier.
Yeah. And what about the one-on-one coaching? What were your thoughts on that piece too? Because you did both.
I did. Well, you know that I love you. And I feel like I left every session feeling refreshed and like re-energized in my parenting and just felt like prepared, you know, for whatever was to come.
Yeah. And I think in the one-on-one coaching, you really get deeper into like your own personal struggles, which the group is maybe you get on the surface, but in the one-on-one coaching, you really get kind of deeper into it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Time for a short break to acknowledge our sponsors. Because of them, you're able to enjoy this podcast without paying a dime. What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes. My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. Now back to the show. Other things, what difference do you notice in your kids in general, not just Devin, but the other three, what's different with them?
I would say they feel more free. Like they just seem more free to be who they are. And that just lights my heart on fire because that's exactly what I'm aiming to do.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, I mean, I can't really think of anything better for my kids than for them to just feel safe and open to be who they
were meant to be. And what about tantrums, cooperation, like those kinds of things? Have they gotten better? Have you seen improvements?
Whenever I am really implementing all of the work, it's day and night difference.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it's hard to implement it all the time.
Of course. Right. We're human.
It's totally. It is hard. It's a constant battle. If you had some advice to give to anybody out there who's like, okay, I want to do this work, but I don't think I can, or I'm struggling, or it doesn't work, or I get all kinds of feedback from folks that have a hard time with it. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say that you're listening to this podcast, so that means that you're already interested in connected parenting.
Yes.
And I would encourage you not to ignore those little whispers anymore. So if you're feeling a pull toward wanting to build more connection with your kids, I would trust that. And I'm not a huge believer in coincidences. So I'd like to offer that you're exactly where you're meant to be. And you're hearing this at exactly the right time.
Yeah.
I have been in the trenches of parenting. And I mean, I didn't even know how I would make it to the next hour.
Yeah.
So if that's you, I wish that I could just look you in the eyes and tell you that I see you and I feel you. I was just embarrassed to share our truth, and I was scared to ask for help. And so I hope that if that's you, that you feel encouraged by this and you know, like, it is okay. You can reach out, because there is an entire community of people at peace and parenting that share the same types of fears and pain that you are. And being a part of this group is so powerful. We're here to both like celebrate our little parenting wins and also hold space for one another in the most challenging times. And it's never going to look perfect, but through this work, you're just provided with really helpful and life-changing tools. So even in the messiness of kids and life, you can still feel peace in your heart and in your home. And I don't know about you, but I feel like that's worth investing in.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so beautiful. So perfect. You're so right. Where else should we spend our time and our resources except for our kids? And it's interesting because people will get tutors, send their kids to summer camp, you know, spend their resources on all this stuff, but they won't help themselves find a more peaceful avenue of being with their kids because somehow it's shameful, right? Like you said, you didn't want to admit that things were not good. Mm-hmm. I wish it would change in society where it's normal for things to be hard.
Yeah, me too.
It's normal for things to be hard, everybody. It's normal for things to be a struggle. What's not normal is to allow it to take you down because it doesn't have to. It really doesn't have to take you down. There is lots of support out there for folks. Yeah, that was so lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else that you want to chat about or anything else that comes up for you?
I did want to tell you, I recently listened to the podcast with you and Esme.
Oh, yeah.
And can I tell you what stood out to me the most?
Yes, please.
Okay. It honestly wasn't anything that she said or that you said, but it was the way in which you guys communicated with each other. Like there was just lots of giggling and claim. You could just tell, like, y'all have such a great relationship. And like, I just know that you walk the talk. You know what I mean? I know that in your home, there has to be so much playfulness. And I loved the way that you guys communicated with one another.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to tell her. She's going to be so happy. Do you like how she set everybody straight?
Yeah. Yes.
She's like, by the way, I am not some sort of, what do they call you? Snowflakes? I am not a snowflake. Right. And I was like, okay, you go, girl. Tell them everything. Right.
From the very top.
Yes, from the top. She's like, I heard this and this is not true. Thank you for that. I really, really do appreciate it. We have the most incredible relationship and it did not start out that way. It was so tethered. It was so tattered. It was so like gross, but we've come a long, long way and I feel really happy where we're at, but it's taken a lot of work, a lot of work. I wasn't a playful person. I was not playful at all. I did literally teach myself to play, but it's given us so much joy at home, so much joy.
With you saying that and her being so young and the same with Devin, she was really young. It made me think for anybody listening, even if you have adult children, I just don't think it's ever too late to start this work.
No, we've got people in our programs. We have a dad in our program who has a 16, 18, and 22-year-old, and he started a year ago. So they were like 15, whatever, and 21. And he's seen insane growth with them just doing this work as teens. Like, just think about it. Your relationship with anyone, it's never too late. Like, what are you going to say? You have a relationship with your husband or wife, and you're going to say, oh, you know, you're 48. Like, you're too old for that. That's ridiculous. You're too old for connection. You're too old for empathy. You're too old for me to change for you. And maybe that's part of like society saying like, we'll just say, oh, they're teens. I'm done. And do we get so tired and so torn, you know, torn down that we're just like, forget it. It's over. There's nothing I can do because I'm exhausted. And I think that's something that needs to change too in society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even if you get to that place of exhaustion, but you can like give yourself a breather and then reset. And because at the end of the day, it's not about anything that they do. It's about what you're doing.
Yeah. And this work will make things more peaceful. If you hold on to it for just a little bit, you won't be exhausted anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And it's exhausting not having a relationship with your adult child. That's what's exhausting. That can wear on your system for the rest of your life if you don't fix that. So all of you all out there who have older kids, don't give up. Such a good point, Ashlina. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful that you came on. I'm so grateful that I get to know you and that I got to work with you. You've been such a pleasure and it's such a just a ray of sunshine. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, you have no idea how grateful I am for you and for all of this work. And I'm so glad that you recognize your gifts and that you share them with the world. And we are all so lucky. We're all so lucky that you're here.
You make me cry. Oh my gosh. Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you came and we will see you all next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.